And welcome to the 118th edition of the GoMeanGreen.com Barbershop Podcast. This is Evan.
This is Harry.
And we are here to talk North Texas football. And Harry, for the second time in 3 weeks, we are talking about a win.
Yeah, a great win. I mean, one of the best wins I can remember in a long, long time. A come-from-behind win. I mean, golly, Evan, we were down 20-3 at one point in that game, and it was looking really pretty dire. But you got to give credit to Coach Mack and the players. They kept fighting. And, man, they came out in the second half, and it was like a completely different team.
It was. I was out of town due to situations beyond my control. And I did get to watch the game on Fox, and I was in South Texas. And let me tell you, man, watching that, after I was excited because we started coming back. And you just with this team, you just don't feel like they're down. I mean, previous years, we're so far behind, it's over. You know, these guys
feel like they're down, but they're not out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's not like they're going to stay down.
You get down early a lot.
And a lot, a big part of that, and as we were coming back, and I felt like Derek Thompson's got some serious game in this game. I mean, you know, he really put it together. Now, you know, you and I both have had our fair share of quarterback questions, and this year we were going, hey, is Derek going to be able to pull it together? Or do we play the freshman? What about Brock? I mean, we didn't know what we had, but, you know, Derek's been back there. This was his third year. We really were expecting – I don't know what we were really expecting, but, you know, you look at his performance for the first 3 weeks, you take that interception on that last drive in the second week, this could be a 3-0 season easily.
Oh, yeah. You got to look back at the Ohio game, which, by the way, I mean, of course, Ohio played Marshall – one of the best teams in the Conference USA, and won that game. So, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, maybe Ohio's not that good. Nope, Ohio's good.
They're good.
And we should have won that game. And it still pisses me off that we didn't win that game.
Yeah, that was a close one. I mean, but you look at we haven't been blown out this year. Now, this week, obviously, we have a tough game against Georgia. Georgia's a tough SEC opponent. And you got to wonder what we will bring to this game. Injury-wise, we're looking good.
Yeah, I mean, the team's healthy. No major injuries that we know of, but it sounds like from the radio show, they're pretty much 100%. I mean, this is a tough game. You know, you almost kind of wish we didn't even have to play these games anymore, but we do. And so, you know, it's sort of like what Coach Mack said during the radio show. Let it all hang out. You really don't have anything to lose.
No.
Everyone's picking you. I think it's like 36 points or something as a line. It's ridiculous. But this is one of the best teams in the entire country. Last year, they lost 7 NFL draft choices off their defense. But they just reload. I mean, the reality of it is Georgia is a premier program up there with, like, you know, University of Texas. Well, maybe not this year. But, you know, USC. I mean, those type of programs. And they're so talented. It's almost like a semi-pro team, really.
We're going to have to see some big-time play out of some players, especially on defense. Secondary's going to have to step up. I'll tell you, one of the things that was really surprising and really exciting this week was I was having memories of Buckles and Craig Jones and all these guys that were big hitters. Seeing them this week and the hits they took, watching the game on the feed. If you haven't seen the game in replay and you can find it, there were some huge hits. I mean, there are some guys that got hit so hard, they were just out, and the ball rolls away. We lead the nation in takeaways.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a testament to, you know, the type of defense that they've put together, and the guys are buying into the system, and they're getting themselves in the right place. I think the most telling thing about the defense to me was that they didn't change anything. I mean, at halftime, everyone's saying, man, they better make some adjustments and everything else. They didn't change a single thing about what they did. They just executed, and they were there. They were making plays. They were causing turnovers. You're absolutely right. I think this defense rivals those great defenses, you know, back in the Dickey days, Jonas Buckles, Craig Jones, those kind of guys. I think the difference is this defense has a little more speed maybe than that defense. I'm not trying to take anything away. That was a great era. One of the greatest, you know, we got a lot of Hall of Fame guys from that era. But this defense is showing that they can play. They can step up and make plays and cause turnovers. You're absolutely right. Against Georgia, you got to get them to turn the ball over. It's going to be key.
Marty's in the chat room right now, and he brought up the big three here that we're talking about. Laramie Lee, Marcus Trice, and Orr. I mean, these guys made some big hits. They were showing them all the time, and that was really. I mean, when you're watching the game on TV, and I was totally deflated when we were tackled. The ball bat, we just made got a turnover, running it around. Jimerson runs it, gets kind of rolled up on there, drops the ball. They pick it up, go in. I'm like, are you kidding?
We're
me?
In trouble.
We can't catch a break.
Yeah.
But this team can catch a break, and they're forcing the breaks because we just march right back down. And I feel like this team from behind is not the team that'll lay down like previous years. So it's exciting. And when you see the defense playing like that, we haven't seen a defense playing like that in just years.
In a while. Definitely not in the Dodger. Mean Green 93-98. In the chat room says much better D line in the Dickey era. There's probably some truth to that.
But
what I'll argue with you 93-98 is that we have more depth. We are putting in fresher players. Back in those days, you know, Booger and Adrian Awesome were, you know, maybe Michael Pruitt.
Well, you had Pruitt and you had who was the other one? Darrell Daniels.
That was for a couple of years. But, yeah,
you had those guys in there, and there were some big plays, especially the first couple of bowl years. But, you know, we didn't have a complete package. I kind of feel like we have a complete package this year.
We wore down in games. We didn't have the speed that we have now. I'm not saying that this is a super fast defense. I'm just saying for under North Texas standards, it's a lot faster than what we've seen. Yeah. And that's a trademark of MAC defenses. It's a team effort. They're playing together. I love the attitude on the sidelines, man. I mean,
it just brings
a smile to your face to see guys like Michael Trice sticking his tongue out
and Marcus Trice sticking his tongue out
and getting the teammates all into it. They're having fun, and it's fun as a fan. I'm telling you, as a fan, that was as enjoyable a game. I looked around. There were, you know, when we finally stopped them on that last drive, There was more hand slapping and cheering and hugging. I think everyone on my row hugged each other, just complete strangers, because it's just a great feeling to win a come from behind game like that.
So, when you look at the way the defense played, it was definitely exciting. The offense, the running game still not our strong suit, but it was good to see Pegram make the run like he did. That was exciting. Derek Thompson looked really good. Now he cramped, his thumb cramped up. Is that what the final call was on that? Did they say Monday
he
night?
He fell off the side. He remember that? It was
okay,
a play
so
where he went
I
off the sidelines,
it.
Went over the bench, and funny because Mac was saying he was mad at the players for not trying to catch him when he went across. I think they were kind of just in shock that he was even over that far. But I think he did something to his thumb.
Well, see, I went back and watched it, and it was his left thumb that was cramped up.
Okay.
When he went over the bench, the left thumb was holding the ball. His right hand went down. So I rewound it and went, how could – because it was just holding on to the ball, and it didn't touch. I thought maybe it was when he landed on it wrong. But the bottom line is he came back in, and it didn't affect him at all.
No, and then let's give credit to kind of an unsung player in this game, you know, Andy McNulty. Mini Mac. He came in, got a key first down, made some nice plays. It wasn't anything spectacular, but he kept the momentum going, and that's what you need out of a backup quarterback. So I think we need to give him a little kudos as well.
No, he did well, and you know, there was a lot of players that were cramped up, a lot of them needing fluids. Several players that were showing getting IVs in the sideline. They kind of hide that from the stands, but we did see that. But the real hurt seemed to be on the Ball State sidelines. They had a lot of guys go out with injuries,
especially in the – I heard in the latter third and fourth quarter, they had guys puking. They were just – I mean, the heat and the intensity of the game really caught up to them.
That's exactly right. Okay, and then let's talk about one player that we did not talk about. Well, before that, kicking game, miles and miles better than last time.
Yeah, I mean, Zach – now I'm going to forget his name – the backup kicker, someone in the board can remind me of his name.
Matt.
Zach. Paul. I want to. Anyway. Paul. There. I was thinking Paul.
There you go.
Zach Paul had a fantastic game. And I want to say this. I noticed this on the replay, not during the game, but when I watched the replay. After the last kick that he made, or maybe the second to last, I saw Mac like just make a point to really slap him hard on his shoulder pads and say something to him. What a relief it is that he has a guy that he can count on. You know, I mean, no offense to Zach Olin, but that was a real concern going into this game. Now you've got a guy that can come in. He doesn't have as big a leg as Zach Olin. That's fine. But if he can make a 35, 40-yard field goal, that's all we need.
He was consistent with those, and when I was watching them, they were all pretty spot on. I mean, obviously there was the one kick that they got Olin in to see with the big leg, and it went kind of wide.
Right,
but overall, great to see the kicking game return like that. And then we got to talk about the star just every week, Breland Chancellor.
He is just – I mean, I'm excited to see him on the field at Georgia because I think – a guy with his talent level can make plays even against these guys. I mean, I think he is at a level where he can make plays against a good team like Georgia, great team like Georgia. What worries me, though, is I don't want to see him get injured.
I don't want to see him get injured.
Because I think if we lose him, this team goes from a team that can possibly even win Conference USA or at least fight to, you know, be in the hunt for Conference USA championship. And I know some are going to say that's premature, but I'm just saying he's the kind of guy that elevates you to another level. And I know he's going to play, and I know he's probably going to make some great plays. I just hope he's healthy for the conference slate.
Well, I don't think that that's too much out of the realm. And, yeah, we don't want to put a cart ahead of the horse, but look at the schedule. We're tied for the lead. I mean, I know it's only 3 weeks in.
We haven't played
a
Conference USA game.
Right.
I know on the Conference USA board, some of the guys were like, well, you know, that's a nice win you guys had, but, you know, it's still premature. And they're right to a certain extent.
I
mean.
And I can respect that. But when you look at the games and how the performance of some of the teams in Conference USA, they weren't really, they're not really knocking them out of the park here.
You make a great point, Evan. You look at this schedule and who we've got left. Put the Georgia game aside for a minute. There is not a game in Conference USA, with the possible exception, I'll throw in Rice and probably Mutz, because we know Mutz can come up even if it's at home.
Right.
But look at that. Rice in Middle Tennessee we have at home. Two of probably the better teams that are on our schedule.
We have UTSA here. We got to go to La Tech. We got to go to Southern Miss. You know, I mean, there's still some tough games. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is
one. No, we're
not.
No, we don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm just saying if you are a North Texas fan and you're looking at how this schedule is playing out and looking how these teams on the schedule have played, boy, it's real hard not to see, you know, some wins on there. And
well, let's also don't forget the fact that a lot of the years at this time of the year we're going, well, next year – we're already looking towards the next year, or we're looking forward to basketball.
Screw that, man. Let's go for this year.
A big – it could go really well for us.
Who knows what next year's schedule is going to look like.
But we were talking about that because Breland Chancellor, we don't want him to get hurt because he's got that kind of shiftiness and the way he throws himself around and does all that.
Well, he's been hurt before.
Yeah.
We lost him last season, you know, trying to make a play that wasn't there. And that's what makes him special. I don't think you can go to him and say, hey, man, don't try to get that extra 5 or 10 yards. He's just not wired that way. And but that being said, I think Max got the right attitude. Let it all hang out. What do you got to lose? Play like you would always play. Hope the ball bounces your way. Be opportunistic. And who knows what happens.
So let's look at it this way. We play Georgia this week.
Yes.
It's the fourth game of the season.
Correct.
Would you rather have that body bag game, right? You know, the game, the tough game, the money game. Would you like to have that right out of the gates, first, second game, or would you want it where this Georgia game is?
I kind of like having it here, and the reason why is we're sitting at 2-1. When's the last time we could say at this time of the year we had more wins than we did losses? You know, I just think to start the season off with a win gives a confidence. You know, it's something rare around here. We just haven't done it a lot, and I tend to like it.
I like the bye week after Georgia.
We got the bye week after Georgia, so it gives us an extra week to heal. I think the schedule, if you're a North Texas fan, you love the schedule this year. I mean, I guarantee you Darryl Dickey would give his you-know-what to have a shot at a schedule like this. I think it's a real nice schedule.
Yeah,
who knew? I mean, who knew Conference USA was going to be so down?
Yeah, so we have Georgia this week. We have a bye week, and then we have the game in New Orleans against Tulane. Then we come back home against Middle Tennessee, at Louisiana Tech on the 26th, and then UTEP for homecoming on November 9th. So I got to go with the Rice game on the
Halloween.
Halloween right. Rice craziness. Now, Halloween Rice craziness, you and I talked about this, is, you know, this wouldn't be a bad game to take the train. So I know that this past weekend you took the train to the game from your home.
I did.
Perry
I
lives
did.
In this kind
Northwest
of
Dallas.
Uppity Northwest Dallas
yeah,
area.
Right.
So how was that, man? I mean, how long did it take? Let's start out. By the time you parked and got on the rail there, how long did it take to get to Denton?
It was fantastic, man. I mean, I've posted at length on GomingGreen.com about it and told my friends about it. It was really simple. It was really easy. Learned a few things. Probably could have timed getting to the, you know, I went from the Royal Station on Denton Drive and Royal Lane up to Trinity Mills, where Trinity Mills is the first place you can catch the A train, which takes you to Denton. I could have timed that getting to that Trinity Mills station a little bit better. But I got to tell you, to not have to worry about, and I brought a cooler with me, by the way. I had a cooler full of beverages with me. And
can you do that?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's, I mean,
it wasn't
a
big cooler. It was one of those collapsible kind.
Yeah, I guess you could take your groceries on there. And, you know, so I don't guess there's a problem there.
Nobody told me there was a problem with it. And, I mean, I wasn't drinking anything. I
okay,
just had
so,
it in there.
So from the good part of town over here, the Denton Drive Royal to the station in Denton downtown, near what has now become this long strip of restaurants and everything from the rail all the way up to downtown Denton. How long did it take you to get there?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Now, that's not counting the wait, though, that you had to make for the next train.
Wait. If you're saying, okay, from...
No, I'm saying from Royal Lane.
Oh, that was like 5 minutes.
Oh, I mean, from there to there. Okay.
Yeah, from Royal to Trinity Mills was nothing.
Then all the way to Denton was 20 minutes?
Yeah, it was 20 minutes. There's one stop, like Old Town or something. I forget what it was called. But there was one stop before we got... That was it. There was just one stop before we got to the Denton Square. You got a little bit of a walk from where the train lets off to get to the square, but... We went down there, went to a bar restaurant, had a drink, got a little food to eat, walked back to the shuttle. The shuttles are leaving every 15 minutes and they drop you off at the pedestrian bridge or over by Fouts. That took probably 9 minutes. I mean, it was really easy.
The shuttle runs from where the train lets off?
Pretty much. I mean, it's you gotta walk a little bit to get to the shuttle. It doesn't come right to the door of the train.
See, it just seems to me that it'd be great to take the shuttle, go through downtown, or do something, you know, and then take a shuttle, a bus over to the stadium from there.
You know, that would be nice, and I think that's something they're thinking about. I've talked to a few people, believe it or not, some people from the Denton Rail Authority saw my post, and I got some questions offline about it. And that was one of the recommendations that I had. One is they should put signs in the square that kind of like at Six Flags or something that say, okay, this restaurant's here, this bar's here. Because not being down there a lot, I didn't know where to go. There were some places I wanted to go to that I just couldn't figure out my direction. The other thing is...
Use your seatbelt.
Have the shuttle... I mean, go through the whole square so you can just drop off and come on wherever you want.
See, I think that's a big thing after the game. I mean, there's a lot of people that would do that. Now, I know the train running times and that's still up in the air and how's this all going to work? But you know, like I see the perfect opportunity for this is like those Thursday night games. Because I'll be honest with you, trying to get to Denton,
it's going to be a nightmare
for that Thursday night game. Yeah, there's going to be people like us to take off early and we'll get up there early in the afternoon and it's okay. But people that want to get off work and go up there and you're already somewhere down here. And you can park at the station here, go. That's got to be great.
You know, I wanted to do it because I kind of wanted to check it out, but I also wanted to support it. I think the key determining factor on this is that if they roll these things out, you've got to use it. If you don't use it, then they're going to discontinue it. But absolutely, I mean, I think it, and not even just for games. I mean, that whole square area is becoming really fun and cool to go down and visit.
It's amazing what downtown
does. Yeah, it's completely different from when we were there.
Well, there was nothing once you got past the Wells Fargo building there or what it was, First State Bank of Denton or whatever it was. that's gone all the way. There used to be nothing between there and down where the barbecue place was. It shut down.
We went to Sweetwater Grill a couple of times. Yeah, but I mean, that was
there,
it.
There wasn't anything else really down there. Now there's just, it's just a constant row of all these new things. So
it's nice. It's really nice. I had a great time. I would highly recommend it to anyone that's thinking about it. And like you said, hopefully they'll continue to do it.
Yeah, it is a pretty interesting piece that we haven't had before. But hey, you know what? It takes away from some of the tailgating, so you're going to really have to figure out if it works for you or not.
Exactly, yeah. Tailgating is great, too. I mean, you can do both. I think you can do both.
So what about a couple of things that developed this week? Obviously, they're still pushing forward for the new convention center overlooking, but they're going to scale that back. I mean, I think we had these feelings there's going to be this tall building similar to what was there before. Now they've kind of scaled that back.
Yeah, it's the Denton Convention Center and Hotel, which is sorely needed. They've been talking about this for a couple of years now. The latest news today that we got said that they're going to scale it back a little bit. It was going to be a 12-story hotel. Now it's going to be 9. And they're working through the paperwork and trying to make it happen.
Yeah, they need something there because it's just kind of a blank area. And it's not just a blank area that's nice. It's kind of looks like a construction zone. They need to do something there pretty quickly.
Absolutely, and I think they will, hopefully sooner than later. But at the end of the day, we need a nice hotel in Denton. Yeah. It's nothing against the hotels that are there. They're fine. But you need, you know, your wife's probably like my wife. I mean, I could stay in a Motel 6 if I was going to a football game. But my wife likes to stay in a nice hotel. And I can tell you right now, if they built a nice hotel there, we would get a room there, even though we only live 20, 30, you know, 40 minutes away. I think a lot of other fans are that way, too. But beyond that, if you can start having conventions and having, you know, industry come to the town, that just feeds all the restaurants and bars and makes it even better for everyone. So
right.
Big thumbs up on that deal.
All right. The other thing that came up this week was the budget discussion. The budget was, I guess, passed now, and there's $600,000 in there to get the baseball program going. Did you see this?
Yeah, I read that story. And I think what happens with these things, sometimes the good news gets lost in translation. The good news on this deal is that our budget is fixing to increase significantly. We will be in the upper half of Conference USA in terms of budgets. Remember, this is a program that was near the lower half in the Sun Belt just a couple of years ago. So, you know, the fact of the matter is this is good news. Now, I think the stated goals that the Board of Regents, you know, because the Board of Regents is saying, we're going to give you this money, but how are we going to make sure that you're earning, you know, you're getting results for this money? And I think some of the goals that they said, I want to say it was like, you know, you're going to go to a bowl every 3 years, or you're going to, in basketball, go to the NCAA tournament every 6 years. I mean, I think people are focusing on that part of it more than they are the fact that our budget is significantly increasing. We're going to be in the top half of Conference USA.
Well, I think the thing to me is a commitment to athletics. I mean, we
absolutely
remember when we were concerned, well, oh, Dr. Pohl's leaving. Well, who's this new person? Is she going to be into it as much in athletics? And I think we've crossed it. The people they're bringing in are committed to athletics. So
absolutely. And I mean, we're never going to be like, I thought Thor had a real good post on the board. We're never going to be at Texas or A&M. I mean, that's not, you know, that's not in the cards. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to support our programs and fund them to the level they need to be funded. And this money is going to help us tremendously. Baseball. I mean, baseball is a reality. Baseball is going to happen at North Texas. Not everybody's the biggest baseball fan. There's some out there. But I can tell you right now, that's great. I mean, that's going to be really fun to go up there and watch a baseball game, you know, over nearby Eagle Point. I mean, good thing to happen for the program. And so I guess my message is, let's not worry about some of the qualifications that the board put out there and overlook the fact that we have great news. You're sitting here laughing at me.
Well, no, I'm not laughing at you. I agree with what you're saying, that you had said, well, let's face it, we're not going to be a Texas or a Texas A&M.
Right.
UNT 90 said, at this rate, we will never be Tulsa.
Oh, gosh. Mike, would you please chill out, man? You're killing me tonight.
Well, I'm just looking at this room, and they could care less what we're talking about because there's Stephanie.
I think they want to talk more about winning the football game.
Well, no, they're talking about.
We already did that, though.
They ask Stephanie. She seems to be the highlight. We've got a gal in the chat room, and she's getting
We've got a gal on the board. I mean, she's got some great opinions, some hot sports opinions, and that's welcome there.
Yeah, they're asking. I don't know. She's just talking about how old she was when – I don't know. She was 17 when something happened. I gotta read back later. with that, let me just tell you how we're changing up a few things. You know, we're still going to try to do the post-game shows. We're still going to try to – one of the things we've committed to doing is we're going to try to take callers. And I can guarantee you that 90% of these people in the chat room right now will not be allowed to speak. We will not have a line to Central America, so there's obviously one person in there who will not be let into the drink. Stephanie's excited. Look, guys, I'm on the podcast. This is great. So we're going to take callers. We're going to try to add that up. Brett Vito is on with us a lot, and he is obviously knows more about the program than anybody. And we still want to have him on, but we're trying to change it up a little bit where we don't have him on every week. We want to be able to switch it around a little bit. And right. We think that's the best way because we've got a lot of interest and the fans want to say, and we still want to be able to have the call in, the fans' perspective, get some different guests.
And we may even have Brett and a call-in guest. I mean, you know, maybe a little less of us sometimes. I mean, you know, you probably get tired of hearing us talk back and forth all the time too.
Prank calling RVs is a good option. So we're going to try to put these together, and we thought about
Here's a good idea, bringing opposing media to the barbershop. That would be
yeah, we could do that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, we could definitely do that because with these new teams, it's some interesting fans, and it's a group of fans we seem to hit it off with pretty good.
Or we could even vote to who gets to be on the show this week. That would be kind of interesting.
That's true. All right, so we will line that up, and anybody else has any ideas on what to do to add this, change it up a little bit? Next week is the off week. We probably won't have one because this is the only break on Wednesday night Harry and I have all year. Obviously, we've done 118 of these things, so we like to take a break.
We've kind of grown old together. I'm older, but you know what I mean?
I'm starting to think the reason why we haven't won is because we're doing these these damn things, Harry. The last time we did, the first one, for those of you who haven't ever listened, the first podcast we ever did was Dickie's last year. And that, that was a train wreck. So
in the library, Willis
Library, with a room that we didn't sign out, we just took. So was a crazy day. So,
and what about the video? We keep getting busted on that.
Okay, here's the deal.
We're not
the
that
whole
good
reason,
to look at.
The whole reason why Harry's not even wearing pants over here, and he's got a free shirt on. I mean, he's got a free Avenue Barbershop shirt on. It's a free shirt, man. So we don't do the...
I told you not to say anything about that.
We don't do the video. The only reason why we did the video is because we were doing Ustream. And when you use Ustream, you can get a live feed.
Right,
but for
right.
those of you that like the video, I know you didn't like every 5 minutes a commercial being played and you lost the feed. So this Mixlr thing here works pretty good. We can do this from anywhere. I can actually do it with my phone. And there goes the comments on the board. you can actually broadcast with your phone on this Mixlr thing. It's a pretty easy... software to use. It's a pretty easy way to broadcast, and we can still bring it to you live with a very short delay. So this kind of plays in with what we're going to be doing. So yeah, there it is. We're going to do it just works out better for us, and so the video is just too troublesome.
Yeah, maybe it comes back later, but right now the audio is working better for it. It's just easier to do. The other thing is we want to have fun. You know, I mean, there's a lot of serious, you know, if you want stats and breakdowns, check out Georgia. I mean, Georgia's got like 300 people covering their program right now, and it's all the same stuff. I think part of what makes this fun for us is that we can have a little bit of fun here and not take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And we're obviously fans, and we're obviously not going to sugarcoat what we see from different aspects of it, and we can be honest. I mean, that's what you can't get from a lot of places.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're here. The bottom line is we're here to promote the university, or promote the team. We want the team to do
well.
We're
fans. We're just fans.
And honestly, we're actually probably going to have to go to therapy if we start winning and go back to a bowl game because we don't really know what to do.
I'm telling you, I know you weren't there, but if you would have seen the euphoria at the end of that Ball State game, and then even after walking the bridge, it was so fun. I got to walk across the bridge, which there was a lot of people walking across that pedestrian bridge after the game.
I think it's just the thing to hang out. That's a place, place to
Well, be. I mean, there, you know, a lot of people park at Fouts, whatever, but the vibe that I felt after that game, it was so great. I mean, and we have a chance this year to just sort of build on that. And Georgia, you know, hey, I'd love to see a miracle happen in Athens, but whatever happens, the good news is we got that Tulane game a couple weeks after. A lot of people going to New Orleans, so that's going to be – if you haven't made your flight plans and to New Orleans, it's not too late. We're going to have a lot of Go Mean Green people at that event. So it's hard not to be optimistic going into the rest of this season.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on, and there's some great teams. We got a lot of great games. Let's be honest. Nobody really got fired up for Florida Atlantic coming to town.
No.
But
no.
When you've got a UTSA or you've got a Rice coming.
Don't say UTSA. Here you go again with UTSA.
And there's where it happens. but, you know, the teams that we do have coming in. Middle Tennessee is always a good game.
I think UTSA is going to bring a great crowd. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fun playing UTEP. Rice game, it's on a Thursday night, but you know what? Last time we played Rice, 25,000 people, great game right down into the fourth quarter. That's going to be a great game. There's a lot of good things to look forward to with this schedule.
Yeah, there really is. So I'm completely out of it and forgot to start playing the fight song, so let me play that while Harry talks.
I am not wrong about UTSA attendance, 97.03. 97.03 he basically gets in the chat room and just, you know, questions everything that I say.
He's drunk on that cheap what is it, Victoria beer he's drinking down there?
He's drinking something. I think it's bourbon tonight.
I don't think he can get some good bourbon south of the border. No, and I think UTSA is going to be a great crowd. Matter of fact, I ran into, at my class reunion, somebody who went to UTSA, and I said, didn't you go to UTSA? She goes, yeah. I said, do you follow a football program? And she, you know, she never really followed. She goes, yeah, we are. Yeah, I do. We go to the games. It's really great. I said, you know, y'all play in Denton. She goes, yeah, we play North Texas in Denton. We're going to go up to that game.
Yeah.
You know, and she is just an average fan. So if average fans are going up to that crowd, that game, they're going to have a good crowd. I mean, seriously.
Especially if they keep playing like they've been playing. I tell you what, they surprised me a little bit with how they've, you know, they got beat up by Arizona pretty good, but they gave Oklahoma State all they could handle a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but we've got some great home games in the future. So with that, we're going to cut it down. It's 32 minutes, and we are going to sign off, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Harry, you got something?
Yeah, just real quick, thanks for everyone that comes in the chat room. You make it fun. Please check out our good sponsor, Troy Kochjohn at Prospect Mortgage. He's supporting our efforts on the site, and he does a great job in that business, so give them a shot.
And with that, we'll talk to you soon. Go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.